And then we move on to agenda item 13, whale watching, where we have both some information from the scientific committee and also two papers from Australia and Argentina. I propose that we deal it with a classical manner. We start with a report from the scientific committee and invite the chair to report on that, and then we continue with the two other papers. But please, scientific committee chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our discussions of whale watching begins on page 63 of our report under item 14. The major topic this year concerns quantitative methods for assessing the impact of whale watching on cetaceans. The result of some quantitative case studies suggested that cumulative effects could jeopardize the viability of population already at risk or small closed or resident populations. Long-term studies are essential to assess whether changes at the individual and population or population level are caused by whale watching activities. It's also essential to obtain baseline data from prospective whale watching areas. Mr. Chair, after this general discussion, the committee then explored some case studies on population level effects. These begin at the bottom of page 64 on the left-hand side. The first study concerned bottlenose dolphins in Doubtful Sound in Fiordland in New Zealand, and we agreed that there appears to be a significant impact from whale watching and vessel traffic on this critically small bottlenose dolphin population, and recommend that the government of New Zealand increases protection for this population and other bottlenose populations in Fiordland as a matter of urgency. And we also received a report on progress on this matter. Another study examined long-term records of bottlenose dolphins in a West Australian population. Again, we agreed that there appears to be a significant impact from whale-watching traffic on the section of the population exposed to vessel-based tourism activities, and recommend that the government of Australia ensures that appropriate action is taken to restore the abundance and breeding success of individuals in the exposed area. We then reviewed studies on the effect of disturbance to killer whales in Johnston Strait in British Columbia and Canada, and to bottlenose dolphins in the Adriatic Sea in Croatia, which also show that boat traffic can have negative impacts. All these careful and well-designed studies provide compelling evidence that the fitness of individual odontocetes repeatedly exposed to whale-watching vessel traffic can be compromised, and that this can lead to population-level effects. The committee recommends that similar studies be carried out wherever possible. The committee strongly encouraged the development of similar studies on large whales, in particular research to determine sustainable levels of whale watching. We then considered the need for developing strategic long-term research designs, and you can find this toward the middle of the left-hand column on page 66. We recommend that a dedicated workshop be held in the future and develop three issues that need to be addressed, as you can see at the bottom of the page. Finally, we reviewed data sources from platform of opportunity for potential value to the committee. We reviewed reports from intersessional working groups, potential impact of swim with programs, and we also were informed on an ongoing work on a compendium of whale watching guidelines and regulations around the world, and we recommend that this work should be continued. Finally, we reviewed the risk to cetaceans from colliding with whale-watching vessels. Mr. Chair, this concludes my summary of whale-watching under your agenda item 13. Thank you.